Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and happy holidays. Today I'm recording this episode specifically for podcasters. I'm giving you all my tips and tricks, and this is going to be an advanced episode for a program that I created that is 100% free for podcasters. It's called On the House Podcast School. I'm going to leave a Linktree link in the show notes, and all you need to do is click it so that you have full access to the school. Again, it is 100% free. I created this because I wanted to give back to other podcasters. I wanted to share all of my tips and tricks and knowledge that I've accumulated in my little brain over the last 3.5 years of writing and launching and syndicating and producing and, you know, everything under the sun when it comes to podcasting. I've taught myself every single thing that I know. And in the beginning, I did not have a budget. So I started my show with $0. So for those of you that are looking to do the same and you do not have a budget and you're not able to hire somebody like myself, who now my business is all about all things podcasting. Ironically, I've written and created and launched over 20 other podcasts for my clients. You can see them on my website. And I have 5 that are launching all at the same time. February 1st, I believe we're going to do all of them then, which is insane. So today I want to share an advanced memo on all things podcasting. But first, if you're interested in On the House Podcast School, again, it's 100% free. Just click the Linktree link in my show notes and you'll get access to it. Some of the other episodes that I have there are why you need to get organized and how to get organized for your podcast. I've asked other listeners to send me in questions and my social media following, and I answer them all about all things podcasting. I have so many episodes on how to market and monetize your show and how to launch it correctly and why affiliate marketing is so important with it, as well as common misconceptions, where you should be hosting your show, and the future of audio, and really so much more. There's so many episodes there, and I dive deep into everything. So I have a long list of notes in front of me, and really what I just want to share first and foremost is that you have to be organized, and you have to do your research, and you really want to put in the work for a successful show. I mean, this is 3.5 years for me. I'm going to have 250 episodes by the end of the year, which is absolutely insane, and the only reason why I am where I am with my show is because I'm constantly reinventing the wheel. I'm constantly doing unique things. I'm sharing certain ways. I'm repurposing. I'm doing my research. And everything I do, I'm going to share it all with you right now. Well, I wanted to record this episode for you at the end of the year to add one more show into the On the House Podcast School so that if you are looking to launch a show in the new year and you do not have a budget, literally all you need to do is listen to all these episodes and you'll be on your way. So today I'm going to go over marketing and automation and syndication and pitching and SEO and monetizing. So are you ready? Because I'm going to dive right in. So when it comes to SEO, this is how your show is found. This is how you get more downloads. What you really need to focus on is Pinterest and YouTube, and that is not social media. Please remember that people are searching for things, and what they're searching for, they're most likely going to find on Pinterest and YouTube, and then they're going to come across your show. Now, when it comes to SEO, there's a couple things that you want to make sure that you have in place. So, for example, you want to have show notes. So you can't just upload your show and call it a day. You need to have short little mini blogs. Some of my clients have bios of their guests. Some are just a paragraph that I write when I'm producing the show. It really depends. I have a whole template that I send to my clients that you can connect with each one of us who's ever in the episodes, my show, their shows, and everybody has links. So when you have guests on, you know, you want to share with them where they can find, your listeners can find your guests as well. So being organized and setting yourself up for a successful show is so important. So with the show notes, you should just create a template in the beginning and then type out your notes and then always have your links there so you could just pop in your guest links. So that's something that you're going to want to do. And when you upload through your host, which hopefully is Blueberry because they're the best, and I am an affiliate. So if you do need a free month, I will put that in the show notes as well. And they are amazing when it comes to customer service. I've always said this. And if it wasn't for my show to be on, if I didn't get my show on Blueberry, which is the host, say I had it on Libsyn, my downloads would not be where they are. I would not be on multiple platforms in 78 countries and have over 20,000 people listening to my show every week because Blueberry allows you to be on multiple platforms. So now that Audible has picked up my show, that is just out of control because I checked my stats this week and they're 5 times what I'm used to seeing on a holiday week, which is absolutely insane. So I'm going to get into the pitching process and how I did that as well. But when it comes to SEO, people are searching for things on the internet. So the way that you want to title your episodes are exactly what people are looking for. So where you can find that information, one of the websites you want to use is called answerthepublic.com. And you want to type in whatever it is that you were thinking of titling it or what your show is about in order to get a name that people are actually typing in search engines, what they're typing in it in into Google. So for example, chapter 8 of my book, it's called Fuck the Fear. So I typed in something about fear and then all of these words come up and it's like who, what, where, when, why, and exactly what people are typing into the search engine. So that's how I come up and that's how I create my show titles because I want to be found on the internet. So with SEO, you have Google, you have Pinterest, you have YouTube, and when you type something in, what they're going to come across is your podcast, whether it's your notes or the title. So you want to make sure that you're, you know, really doing your research when it comes to SEO, not just slapping on a name for your show. That is so important. You can also go to Reddit and Quora. Is it Quora or Quora? I say Quora. And that is somewhere else where people are always looking for things to be answered. Like you can see and do your research, like what people are researching. And then that's how you can appropriately title your podcast episodes. So that's a little bit on SEO for you. And honestly, the most important when it comes to being organized and making your life so much easier, you want to take time and do all the things I'm explaining to you now. Once it's done, you're going to be good to go. So when it comes to automation, I use an app called If This Then That, ifttt.com. I've been using them for, I think, like 3 or 4 years. I have a pro account now, so I actually develop my own syndications. That's the wrong word. Automations, my applets, you call them. They're little recipes. So if I post something on WordPress, then I want it to go to Pinterest. So I develop that. And then I create this whole entire marketing funnel. So I always use this marketing funnel that I've created with all of my clients to make their life easy. So if they're going to use Instagram as their home, they're going to post on Instagram once. It's going to funnel throughout the other pages of their social media. So that's what I use for automation. When it comes to syndication, you want to make sure that you are using Blueberry, like I mentioned, because you're going to be able to get on more platforms. Last year, I believe it was, I took a client show from Libsyn and moved it to Blueberry, and she had 110% increase in downloads in 1 week just because I was able to get her on more platforms. If you're looking to podcast and turn it into a revenue producing show, you have to make sure that you are doing exactly what I'm telling you because this is the only way that it's going to work so that you can be a successful podcaster and like actually start making money from your shows. So I'm telling you, Blueberry is the best hands down. Their hosting platform is really easy to maneuver. You can incorporate your plugin into your WordPress website if you already have one, Or you can design a website, which I do for a lot of my clients, and just sync it to the one that they have, or just leave it as is. So Blueberry allows you to now get on so many other platforms, which other hosting, other apps, you're just like uploading shows. You want to transfer it to Blueberry. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, it's going to save you time, money, and energy, and then really just make you happier at the end of the day. And they have customer service, and you can always get a hold of somebody, and it's just an amazing process. So that is syndication. So, and by syndication, I'm talking about Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Audible and Pandora and Radio.com and Amazon Music and iHeartRadio and all those channels. When you upload through an app, you don't always have access to all of those channels. Audible, I pitched, so that's another story. When it comes to growing your show, you have to, again, be organized with your content planner and how you share the show. If you're somebody that's podcasting and you're incorporating a podcast to drive traffic to your site to sell programs or a product or service, you need to have a content planner every single day of the week. I know what I'm doing on TikTok, LinkedIn, Medium, my website, my show. Every single day, I have projects, I have things to do, and I cross them off my list. When it comes to repurposing my show, I do the same exact thing. I have never been somebody to just upload a show and walk away. I repurpose my shows every single day in a different way all the time. One of the ways that I like to repurpose is Headliner app. They recently just changed. They used to email you your 30-second clip or 60-second clip, however you designed it in the beginning. But now they actually have you go in there if you still have the free account. But you can also just screen grab, you know, do a video screen grab on your favorite podcast app and then crop it in your phone, and that's free. So totally up to you and how good you are with designing it. With Blueberry, you actually get access to Audio Burst, and they have videos that are your podcast, and something else I use is repurpose.io. And they take my show and turn it into a video and push it to my YouTube channel with all of my show notes. So that's pretty amazing. And then again, IFTTT automates everything. So whatever I'm putting on YouTube automatically gets pushed to Pinterest. Whatever is on Pinterest automatically gets pushed to Twitter. I'm just sharing my specific formula. And that's the marketing funnel that I've created, which is amazing because I don't have time to sit on my phone and keep sharing my show. I do it once and it automatically goes everywhere where I tell it. So that is why I love IFTTT. I'm not an affiliate, but honestly, I should be. And I've been saying that for years. But something else I want to share with you is hashtags. When you're sharing your show on Instagram, really just Instagram, what people are looking for is what you want to use as your hashtag. So I always tell my clients, if they're not familiar with hashtags and what to use when they post, what are you searching for? So for example, if I'm searching for vegan recipes, then I'm going to start using hashtag vegan recipes. If I'm pushing out a podcast for business, entrepreneurship, mental health, I use that as a hashtag. So hashtag business podcast, hashtag mental health podcast, hashtag whatever it is and that I'm promoting. I always have about 30 hashtags for each post, and then I switch them up depending on the episode that I'm repurposing every single day. So each day, Monday through Friday, I repurpose a different episode, and I usually flip-flop them and do blog posts on LinkedIn or Medium, and then take that content and flip it the next day and share it with another platform. Because I do have a lot of followers that follow me in all my channels, and that's kind of annoying to like constantly be sharing the same thing. And so that's something that I do. So every single day I know what episode that I'm going to be repurposing. And plus the Instagram and Facebook and everything, like algorithm is dead. So what I'm going to be doing is spending a lot more time on TikTok and LinkedIn, to be honest with you, because that's just where I'm getting drawn to. And so if you need any suggestions on LinkedIn and TikTok, feel free to reach out. But I've always repurposed my podcast episodes on LinkedIn blogs, and I have a bunch on Medium as well. And so that is another way for your episodes to be found. You never know who is watching and what people are searching for unless you do the research yourself, unless you have a way for you to figure it out, you know? So then when it comes to your show notes, something I forgot is I always embed the links like 99% of the time, but not all platforms show the clickable link. So for example, if you're in Apple Podcasts app and you're looking at my show notes, you can click my Instagram and we'll immediately bring you to the Instagram app. But on Audible, it wasn't working. So that's up to you whether or not you want to embed the links or just put, so for example, if I put my Instagram and it says at the Happy Workaholic, just go look for me or click the link and it will allow you. So it's not across the board. I think my show is on 15 podcast platforms right now, maybe even more. Honestly, I think it's over 20 right now with all the ones that are overseas and I'm not familiar with because the show is in 78 countries. So there's some I don't even know until I like look at my dashboard, which is also another reason why I love Blueberry, because you literally just log into your dashboard and it shows you who, like where they're listening, how they're listening, how long they're listening, all things about each episode, which is amazing. So it's super easy. Something else I wanted to share with you when it comes to organizing is to use Trello. I haven't used Trello in years. Actually, the last time I used Trello was like at least 5 years ago when I was filming a TV show in Las Vegas. And we had like 17 cast members. I had two producers. I was like directing the whole thing. It was all about my life. Long story short, everything had to be in Trello because we had different scenes all around the Las Vegas Strip. I had to get security clearance. I had to get hair and makeup and like all these things done. So Trello kept it organized. So I have clients right now, they're co-hosts, and I haven't done co-hosts in a really long time. Actually one, and then their show, they didn't end up like moving forward with it. So I wanted to keep us on the same page. So I was like, oh my God, let's just try Trello. So it's literally just a checklist for us because there is a lot of work that needs to get done before it comes time to launching your show. A lot of work. So, and as I mentioned, I have like 5 shows that are launching at the same time. I think they're all going to have a February 1st launch date. So this month is going to be absolutely insane for me. So, that is something that's really nice because they have an app as well just to keep you organized if you need something to help you out with that. I write everything down. I have calendars all over my walls and my planner. But then when it comes to digital devices, like I just love Trello. So I use that. So that will keep you nice and organized. But again, write everything down. Research when it comes to SEO, the Reddit and Quora. I need to figure out how to say that. And then answerthepublic.com. It's going to change your downloads. I promise you that. And you want to be consistent with your shows. I have shows every single week. When I do series, it's double the shows every week. And then when I launched my book, my ebook October 1st and then the paperback November 1st, from then until now, the end of the year, each week I've been doing an episode specifically about each chapter of my book. So it was 3 months worth of content, which is amazing. And I kind of already have it written out because I already wrote the book. So I'm diving deeper into each chapter. So that was really nice. And if you're going to take a break, you just need to let the world know because the world is listening and they're going to be like, what happened to you? Why did you disappear? So you want to just let them know. And most of the time, you know, they're following you on social media or they're reading your email every week. So you should just, you know, put it in your newsletter every Wednesday. I'm taking a break, or put something on Instagram or LinkedIn or TikTok or wherever you sit around on social media, Facebook, and just let your listeners and your followers know, like, hey, I'm taking a couple weeks off. Like, it's totally fine to take a break. I took, I think, a solid month off during the pandemic. I honestly have to look. And then before that, it was maybe only another month. And that was after I found out I was misdiagnosed. Like, I was so angry. It was like really hard to record. And maybe one other time, but like briefly. And that's it for like 3.5 years. So that's like a whole lot of talking and a lot of repurposing and podcasting and all that. So now that I've gone over marketing and automation and syndication and SEO, I want to share with you some monetizing and pitching ideas. So actually, they're not even ideas. Just do them because they work. So first of all, you need to have a media kit. And if you're not familiar with what a media kit is, it's basically a one-page PDF that shares a short bio about you, your stats for the show, your social media stats, how somebody can get a hold of you, your graphics for the show, where you can hear your show, all of that fun stuff. And you can even embed them into the media kit. My media kit, I think, is 2 pages, and that was difficult because it was 3. But now I've got it down to 2. Actually, I have one that's 1 page. 1 page is honestly the best. I think that my last one is 1 page. And you want to have that in your phone, in your Books app. I don't know what the app is for Android or a Google phone, but I know for iPhones, it's called Books. So you can store all your PDFs there, which is amazing. So you can either do that, or you can email your media kit to yourself and just have it flagged at, a flagged email. That way you always have access to it. So the way that you're going to monetize your show is a couple ways. You're going to become an affiliate for different brands. You're going to drive traffic to your Amazon store. Or like myself, like I've said that I was a host for Blueberry multiple times. So if you sign up for Blueberry 3 months down the road, like I'll get a check. So that's great. And then you can do the same. But I'm also affiliate for other brands, which you can find on my website, on my store. And they're just products that I love. And then especially with my Amazon store, anything that I wrote about in my, any product, I should say, that I used when I was creating my cookbook, and then also productivity tools and self-care and all things Amazon that I love. I created a store. I launched it after I launched my book. And every so often I get a check from Amazon, which is nice because people are shopping through my store. So you can do the same exact thing. If you have codes for Lyft or Uber or like HelloFresh, or if you're doing like Ipsy or like some subscription box, actually, you know, which is a really good one. The Goli apple cider vinegar, vegan, vitamins. That's a really good one lately. And that's what affiliate marketing is. So you can create commercials, you can run them on your show, you can have people click the links in your show notes, and then boom, you're getting affiliate money. The second way is if you're running commercial spots, and then another way is driving traffic to your site and selling out your programs and selling your products and all that fun stuff. So the way that I pitch brands when it comes to commercial spots, I'm very organized and strategic when it comes to this, and it's really simple. It's all about the brand. You have a show that the brand wants more people to get the product in front of. You have that with your show. Whether you have 100 listeners or 100,000 listeners, that's 100 more people or 100,000 more people that this brand can get in front of. I have so many people like, oh, I don't have a following. I'm like, yes, you do. You have 1,500 people. That's 1,500 people that this brand doesn't have access to that are yours. They're following you. You've built a relationship. They know, like, and trust you, and the brand is going to do the same. So it's all about the brand. It's not about you. It's about the brand. That is one of the common, you know, mistakes that a lot of people make when I hear them pitching. Now, when it comes to pitching, I want you to just create a really generic template and put it in your notes section in your phone. And you're going to copy and paste it to whoever you are pitching. Obviously, you're going to add your name and any other words that make it true to them so that it doesn't look like you're just copying and pasting. You want to address them by name. You want to be professional, but you also want to make your life easy because there's a lot of us that can run around and work from our phones. I'm very grateful to have a life like that and a business like that. And say, for example, I'm on the train and I'm going for like a joyride like I did the other day. I can literally reach out to the list of brands that I want to work with and start sending them messages on Instagram. I usually do it on Instagram and I ask them who I can talk to. And on LinkedIn, I do this as well. Sorry, I should have said LinkedIn and Instagram. And I just explain to them that I would love to partner up with them. I would love to run commercial spots for them. And just like I'm 100% like completely real. And I ask who I can talk to and if there's an email that I can go ahead and send my media kit over to, because they're going to ask you that for like right up in the beginning. First and foremost, you need to show your stats and everything I mentioned for your media kit. So basically, when you pitch through Instagram or LinkedIn, it's just basically asking them for an email so that you can go ahead and move it into your inbox and like have a nice professional situation. But that's how I get the email first. Or if I get it from LinkedIn, then I just email. But most of the time, I like to warm them up, not just like spam them and send them a message.
you know, building relationships is really important, especially when you're dealing with pitching and collaborations. You want to make sure that they know, like, who you are and, like, what you're doing, and you're legit, and, like, they like you, you know? You can give them one vibe in the DM, and then all of a sudden your show is shit, and they're not going to be very happy. And they're not going to get sales, so you saying that it's all about them would be a lie. So I usually do, like, a short and sweet note when it comes to the DM. When I copy and paste it, I add their name, thank you for your time, they send me the email, I immediately email the media kit that is already saved in my Books app, or I also have attachments because I'm super OCD, and they are flagged in my email, so I just pull the media kit up and I email it to them, and then I go back into my notes and I copy and paste my pitch template that I've created. And then I, of course, add their name and then ask them if they want to hop on a call and how they would like to move forward. And I really want them to know that what I have to offer is very unique. And I like to work with a bunch of different brands. I'm not a niche down person at all. I actually like hate that word because I've never been one to like do one thing. And that's it. That's how I get brand deals. It's super simple. I keep it organized. I keep everything in my phone. And I highly suggest that you do the same. Again, I will have the link to my Linktree in the show notes so that if you want to learn anything else about all things podcasting, I have so many other episodes that you can listen to on the House Podcast School. That's the link. So make sure you click that in the notes. And then, you know, something else I want to share is that when it comes to your show, and if you, I have a client that's kind of struggling, and honestly, I am too, like, do I want to bring on more guests? Do I want to completely do solo shows? It's really up to you. And how I do it is I like to keep everything organized and have it in series. So if you've been listening for a while, or if you're brand new to the show, I have a number of series for the show. So I have the Everything is Messy series, which is all the chapters of my brand new book. I have Leverage Your LinkedIn, which is guests that I've had on, and we talk about all things LinkedIn. I Chose This Life, where I bring on other entrepreneurs and they share their story of how they got to where they are. And then I have the Professional Patient Series, which is different healers and medical experts and patients like myself. And what's the other one? I have a couple more. I've been doing this for 3.5 years, so I forgot the names of the other series. But that's how I choose to organize everything because, you know, my listeners are different. Some people are listening for my legal stuff. Some people are listening to for the podcast stuff. Some people are just listening to me because they want to hear what's going on in my life. So if you're not looking forward to an episode about me talking about being misdiagnosed, medical malpractice, you want to hear about entrepreneurship, then that's when you go to thehappyworkaholic.com and search for the series for I Chose This Life, and then just only listen to those episodes. I really think that that's a good idea, especially, I don't know, when you're dealing with like different topics on your show, you want to keep them organized. And then I have a client who, her show is called The Beauty Debut Podcast, and she has all, it's about all things beauty, and it's specifically targeted for women over the age of 50, and I myself have learned so much from this show. It's so good. And she has all different series for Latinas in the beauty industry, inner beauty series. Like, she has a number of them. Actually, a couple of my shows, they all have series. And it's because I do series for mine. And so I suggest that. And they really like that idea. And it just keeps it nice and organized. And if you want to kind of stray away from your main topic of your show, that's when you want to create a series. So I have other episodes on that if you want to get into that. But I am looking at my posts. You know, something else I actually want to share about social media is that, you know, lately I've taken like quite a few breaks because I'm just over it, but I'm still pushing out my content for my shows. So normally when I'm on my A game, and honestly, I've just like been doing a lot like of prep for the new year and closing out this year. And I have a lot of shows, as I mentioned, that I have to launch. And so I just need to like kind of pull back. And I was not having the best like mental health weeks either. I'm just going to be completely honest with you. So I needed a little hiatus. But normally, I have four alarms set my phone. So I post on social media at 8 a.m., 12 noon, 4 p.m., and 8 p.m. So every 4 hours I'm posting something. So if you're like, ugh, I hate posting on the internet, but you, and then all of a sudden you're on fire with your content, you have a whole list of things that you want to film and record and post about, then set alarms in your phone. And I'm telling you, it's going to change the game for you. It's just so much easier. And if you don't want to do that, then you can also set things up on, I never ever use these. Actually, a client asked me the other day, like, which one do you use to post your stuff? And I'm like, I don't ever use that. And now, see, I can't remember the name because I never use them. I feel like it, Headliner is the automation. Gosh, what is the name? They're schedulers. So you can go in there and just schedule your posts. And that's a lot easier if you're doing graphics on Canva and like living your best life in that situation and like really posting like long posts. I don't do that. I prefer recording a podcast. But if you're somebody that likes to do that, written and post all the things, then you want to use a social media scheduler. That way you don't have to set alarms in your phone. But for me, it's just easier because I'm so organized. I have everything in my phone anyway. I just copy and paste like everything. Oh my gosh, there's the cutest little bird on my patio right in front of me. You can probably hear it. So I'm just searching over, briefly skimming rather, my notes. And I think that's it. I think that's everything I wanted to share when it comes to, you know, more lessons, tips and tricks on turning your podcast into a legit business and how you can do so, really up level your show. So again, you need to do your research, you need to be organized, you need to come up with a game plan, content scheduler, and just be creative, be unique. You don't need to be like anybody else. I mean, my show is like nobody else's show out there because I have so much going on it. And that's, again, why I create series, so it's all nice and organized. But it's up to you. It's up to you to hustle. It's up to you to repurpose your shows. You can't just upload a show and walk away. You should definitely be repurposing it, especially if you're a new podcaster. And if you want any other information on all things podcasting, again, On the House Podcast School is completely free. The link will be in the show notes. And then if you want to take it a step further and hire somebody, you can definitely reach out to me. I'll put the link there. I'll even post my cell number. And you can ask me as many questions as you want. We can hop on a call. And I'm just really passionate about helping other people share their story to help others in the world and launch a podcast to enhance their business and drive traffic to their business. I think especially now with the pandemic and everything, pivoting your brand is really important. And something else that I mentioned on a lot of shows is that, you know, say you're somebody that was doing Facebook Lives for a really long time, you can actually repurpose every single Facebook Live into a podcast episode. So you could be sitting on like a year of podcast episodes and not even know it. And I have software that is very inexpensive that I use to convert all my files. So the only thing I haven't discussed on these episodes regarding podcasting is the production, because obviously that's hard. So if you want to check out more production videos, I'm actually going to be releasing them over on my TikTok. So as I mentioned earlier, TikTok and LinkedIn is going to be my personal focus in 2021. So if you want to connect with me there, again, the links will be in the show notes. So I think that's it. So if you guys, again, have any questions, always feel free to reach out. I hope this episode helped you. If it did, please leave a review for me on Apple Podcasts and now Audible. If you are a brand new listener and you found me on Audible, thank you so much, because I see my numbers this week and it like blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. I would love it if you would follow and rate and review on Audible. I'm so excited that you can finally leave reviews somewhere other than Apple Podcasts, which is so amazing. And I think that's all I have. So this episode, again, just to do a little recap, will be available on the House Podcast School. It's going to be in there. The link is in the show notes. You can check out more episodes about all things podcasting. And again, if you have any other questions, you know where to find me. My links will be in the notes. And that's it. So I hope this episode helped. I hope that you have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year. And I will talk to you again soon. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.